It was more back in the time of the hippies. The hippies rather than the hipsters that we have today. When I remember that there were hitchhikers on the roads. I was a kid in 68. I was 8 years old. And I remember as we here in Australia experienced the hippie movement, that whole free love, feminism, the pill, that wonderful age of Aquarius, the dawning of places like Byron Bay and Nimbin. As a kid going on holidays to the south coast, we would often see hitchhikers on the side of the road. I've got a vague memory of it, of them being hitchhikers everywhere. It was a really very, very common way of getting around. But where are they now? I've done this drive backwards and forwards from Sydney and Gosford here several times in the last few weeks. I haven't seen a single hitchhiker. Is it because of the motorways and the fact that it's impossible to really hitchhike on a motorway compared to the old two-lane carriageways? Yeah, I can't say I've honestly seen too many hitchhikers anywhere. It just doesn't seem to happen these days. I think here in Australia, Ivan Milat has a lot to answer for in that regard. If you don't know who Ivan Milat is, just go and Google that name. He did a great disservice to the era of hitchhiking for a lot of international tourists. So maybe there was a bit of fear created, or maybe we've just moved on. Maybe we're more affluent. Maybe it's easier to own a cheap car. So why bother hitchhiking? Maybe discount airlines make it easier to jump on a plane rather than put your thumb out on the highway. Yeah, it's something I've been thinking about. When I was in my late teens, 10 years after the age of Aquarius, I picked up a fellow. I was heading back to Toowoomba from skydiving for the weekend. Saw this guy walking on the road with a helmet in hand, and he looked a bit despondent, so I thought, I'll just pick him up, give him a hand. He looks like maybe something's wrong. I jumped in the passenger side of my E.H. Holden station wagon that I had a mattress in the back, because I needed somewhere to sleep and have fun. And he told me his motorbike had broken down and he was walking back to the next town, so I was more than happy to give him a lift. It was good. And then he just mentioned, just in passing, that he always carries a knife with him, just in case something goes wrong. And that made me feel really uncomfortable. There was absolutely no reason for him to tell me that. Maybe he thought I was going to make a move on him or something. I don't know. But it made me feel really uncomfortable. I was glad when he got out of the car. But a few years later, by now I had a high-ace panel van, which slowly converted into a camper van. I was doing a trip back from Adelaide to Sydney, and on the outskirts of Adelaide somewhere, I can't for the life of me remember, but I picked up a French tourist, a young guy. He was probably about my age. I was probably about 22 at the time. I don't remember his name. I don't remember the French version of his name, but I nicknamed him DJ because it was very similar to that. And he was in the car with me for a very long time. I'd suggest 12 hours. It was a long trip and I was going very slow in my van. So he was with me for a very long time, and I remember dropping him off at a bridge over a creek or a river or a gully or something somewhere just outside Hay, I think it was. He was happy to just sleep in the culvert and on the banks of the creek or whatever. He was going to throw his tent up. We had a tremendous time. He was telling me all about French culture. He taught me where the 12 count comes from, 1 to 12, 12 pennies to a pound, 12 inches to a foot. He said it comes from a counting term. And if you do this, take one of your hands and use your thumb as a pointer and place your thumb on the top of your index finger. That's one. Then place it on the joint between the first and the second knuckle. That's two. And then place it on the third segment of your index finger. That's three. Now move to your middle finger. Four, five, six as you go down your finger to your ring finger, seven, eight, nine, and then to your little finger, 10, 11, 12. He taught me that. It's a way of counting. You can count on one hand to 12. And I thought, wow, and I've never forgotten that. I've always thought that was really interesting. Actually, matter of fact, I've never checked up on it to see if it's correct. But I like the story anyway. We spent, like I said, an inordinate amount of time just gasbagging the whole time. And it was a long drive, like I said. It took me 24 hours to drive from Adelaide back to Sydney. I popped a lot of Nodos, which is a caffeine tablet to keep me awake, which is another story. Maybe I'll share one day. But I dropped him off probably at about hour 12, hour 14. So he'd been with me a long time and I was starting to get seriously tired. And when he left, I wept. I grieved. Even though we had only just met a few hours before, in those 12 or so hours, we had such an intense relationship. We spoke about so many wonderful things. I've never forgotten him. And it's one of the joys of meeting new people, people you meet unexpectedly. One of the things that happens with picking up hitchhikers, because you don't know who you're going to pick up. I've never hitchhiked myself, but many people have, and they have similar wonderful stories. And there's the occasional scary story, but there's not many of those. I hear more good stories than anything else. But I've been wondering just lately, where are all the hitchhikers? Where have they gone? Is it just too popular to have a vehicle or fly like I have today? Is it too trendy? Is it just not the done thing these days? Where are all the hitchhikers?